It's time to get In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
And we welcome everyone back. It is another week of In the Loop with LPS. It's the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. Dallas Ackerman back with you for another episode. And we are so fortunate to be joined by our first student guest. I'm sure you are honored. It is Abigail Mullen. She's a junior at Liberty High School. Abigail, appreciate you coming by and joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we record this interview on a Monday morning, so what's your school day look like? Where are we at?
I'm in my flex period right now, so then I just go to all my classes for the rest of the day, and then we have a game tonight, so that's kind of what my school looks like. It's like easy morning, then it's like all classes in the afternoon.
So. Awesome. So we visit with you today because of all that you have been up to in the world of volleyball. Oh my goodness. You're in you're in your junior year at Liberty High School, now with a couple of years representing USA volleyball. You have your USA pullover, your jacket on on this cool morning. Tell us a little bit about your adventures with Team USA.
Yeah, the past two summers have been crazy. Just like the opportunities I've had, I've been really fortunate. Last summer, I was able to be a part of the team that qualified for the tournament that I played in just this summer. That was a cool experience because it was like the first time I'd been around like that level of coaching and like that level of athletes, like just collectively. And so that was really cool. It was a really cool growing and learning experience for me because I was by myself. And even though we were just in the States, it was like, I feel like I grew a lot as a person. And so then like transitioning into this summer, I got to go to Croatia and Mexico, which is like international travel by myself, which was crazy. That was cool to experience. And then just like seeing what we worked hard for last summer and now into this summer was like really cool to like have a full circle moment. And it was with different girls, but like each group was so unique and amazing to be play with.
Again, we're just beginning our conversation here with Abigail Mullen. She's a junior at Liberty High School and making all kinds of news on the volleyball court. And I would definitely want to talk about these experiences with Team USA, but I always like to begin by literally going back to the beginning and talking about your path and just so interested in talking to not only adults, but young adults on their journeys and really what has contributed to your success. And I guess I'd like to go back to when maybe you started playing volleyball and maybe when you thought to yourself, like, I'm pretty good at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so whenever I was younger, it was really basketball and soccer for my family, especially with my sister too. And then my mom had played in college, and so she's like, you can try volleyball if you want. Like, I'm not going to make you do it. I'm not going to force you to, like, play it. And so, like, okay, we'll try it. And I was, like, in second grade, and we were just in, like, some rec league. And I loved it. Like, it was so much fun. And so then, like, 2 years later, I moved into club. And I just think, like, the competitiveness and, like, the world around, like, club volleyball is, like, so unique and cool that I was like, okay, this is, like, really, really cool. And then I moved clubs when I was 12, and we actually went to nationals, and we, like, got second. And so that's when I was kind of like, okay, I could be in this for the long haul. Like, this could be, like, something that I do. And then eventually, like, volleyball is the one sport that I stuck with. So that's kind of, like, how I started.
And then you mentioned mom. Of course, many of us know mom as Jill Mullen. She is a longtime principal at South Valley Middle School. Also, you played college volleyball at the University of Iowa.
Yeah.
And in Iowa City. And then your dad, Scott, I've known Scott for a long time. a police officer here in Kansas City, yes. and he played college football, yeah. was a quarterback at the University of Iowa. So you have that, mm-hmm. and you hear that, you know, the fact, kind of the bloodlines and, you know, the mm-hmm. competitiveness. Who do you get your skills from? Obviously, mom with the volleyball player, uh-huh. but doesn't hurt to have a dad that was a former college quarterback.
Yeah, I think something that we've kind of seen a lot lately is that, like, I'm very competitive in everything, not just like sports, but like at home or just like in everyday like activities. So I get that a lot from my dad. I think he's mm-hmm. also like that, like he hates to lose in anything. So we're very similar like that personality wise. So
and I've always been big on, and I used to coach youth sports and been around athletics, and it's like that competitive piece is huge, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Just like not just on in the volleyball court, but like how I think about things is like different, and like the mindset I have is like kind of like always looking to win, or like just strategies, and that's like kind of different from what I used to think, which is kind of cool, just how it's developed over the years.
Yeah. And then we don't want to slight the siblings. We talk about mom, dad.
Oh, yeah.
First, you have sister Ashley.
Yes.
Who is a standout volleyball player in her own right and is yeah. now playing out at UCLA. She's having a great year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. She's having a lot of fun there. It's interesting because, like, UCLA is so different from here in Liberty. But I think it was good for her. She really likes, like, the change. And it's... She's, like, grown a lot as a leader there. Like, she's just talked to us about, like, what she's done. And you can see on the court, like, how she's improving. So it's really cool to see her grow there.
What an advantage for you to have a sibling that experiences going off to college, yeah. experiencing all this, because you're likely going to do the same here within mm-hmm. the next year or two. What has that been like? Do you talk to her quite a bit?
Yeah, it's just nice having her as, like, someone I can talk to, and, like, my questions may be different from what my parents would know, because the process has changed a lot from when they were recruited. She's just, like, she's, like, grown a lot in the process, too. So, like, I was able to see her, like, get recruited, so that was, like, good that I kind of had an idea. But then, like, I talk to her all the time. We just have, like, funny conversations, but at the same time, I also, like, ask her questions and stuff. And so it's nice to have her as kind of like someone I can look up to, and not just the process, but in everyday life.
We've had so many people around here, from Dr. Tucker, our superintendent, and others that have sent their children off to college, the move in, the getting on airplanes. How have you handled big sis not being around? She jumped on the plane and not just goes like up the road to yeah. Maryville or to yeah. Warrensburg. She goes to LA. How was that?
At the beginning, it was really like shocking to me and like difficult, because like we have a Jack and Jill like bedroom bathroom situation, so yeah. like when I would wake up in the morning, I just see like she's not there, like her bed's all made, like her stuff's gone. It was just like really difficult for me. Also just seeing like everyone else adjust to, like my brother, it was kind of hard for him because like he's so young and he like doesn't really know like what to do. But then also, what was I gonna say? What was the other part of the question?
Well, just the adjustment of that. Oh. And I know your mom has talked
yeah.
about it.
So she's so far away that it's really yes. hard to get to games. And so I have not seen her one time this season. Whereas, like, my parents try and go anytime they can. But also with volleyball here, it's really hard just to match up, like, when I can go. So I think there's a possibility I won't see her at all this season, yeah. which is really sad, just because she's that far away. And there's, like, but coming up, UCLA is joining the Big Ten, so hopefully that'll yeah. open up more opportunities. And yeah, that's like kind of the hardest part, is I don't get to see her as often yeah. as I would like.
And we talk about it all the time, and I'm going to experience it with kids now, our kids growing up and going off to college and going away. It's while it's hard, it's like what's supposed to happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Let's talk about now, you know, little brother might be listening and he's probably sitting there going, hey, give me some props. You know, we yeah. talk about Ashley and Abigail. Talk about me a little bit. So let's pump brother up.
Yeah, he is so funny, and he's like really driven in sports too, even as 11-year-old.
Of course he is.
Yeah, it's crazy. he loves football. He loves basketball. Like, he's always out shooting hoops. Like, you never have to ask him to work hard for that, which I think is really cool. And he's got great friends that all do the same thing he does. So he's got a good little group with him. And he's just, like, he's also really mature for his age. with like volleyball tournaments. He used to go, like, that was what he knew growing up, was going to club tournaments around the country. So it's just like interesting to see like how he acts and like his maturity is, it's really cool just like at such a young age, like how he is, who he is. And I think this is like now kind of his time to like shine and stuff because Ashley's gone. So there's more focus on him, which is great. And yeah, he's living life.
I love it. Love it. Abigail Mullen is our guest. She is a junior at Liberty High School and doing some great things on the volleyball court. And I want to, you know, I get somebody like you across the table and I want to take advantage of this opportunity to toss a couple of questions your way related around. Okay. There are so many young ladies that, and not only in volleyball, but boys in soccer, boys in basketball, what have you, you playing the clubs, you know, doing the competitive sports. You obviously were blessed with natural talents. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. But on top of it, you've got to be driven. And we've talked about your competitiveness and that you have obviously put in the time to get to it, to your level.
Yeah.
What advice would you give these young people out there that are 8, 9, 10, that are wanting to be the next Abigail Mullen?
Yeah, if you're like really driven in a sport and like you really are passionate about it, like I would just suggest like finding any way you can to like help your game or sport grow, not just like fundamentally, but like also mentally, because there's like also like IQs that you think about and like that can also help you, but really just grabbing it or taking advantage of any opportunity you have, because like being able to do a sport is like such a blessing. It's like a way for you to escape any problems you have during the day. It's also a great way of just like finding the community around like people that like enjoy what you like too. So I think just staying dedicated to your sport, because like they'll become your best friends. You will have a community around you that supports you, and like just staying driven and finding any opportunity you can, because like it's like really fortunate to be able to do a sport.
At these different stages of your career, going back to youth and moving up now to where you're a junior in high school, how much time have you put into the sport?
Oh gosh, I don't even know. High school season, it's like every day practice or game, except for like the weekends sometimes. And then club, when it comes around, it's three practices a week for 2 hours, and then like tournaments every other weekend, like in a different state. So it's a lot. And that's why you have to be like driven and you have to commit to it. That's another thing. If you like really want something, you have to work for it. And you know that there's going to be sacrifices you make. Like my social life has kind of gone down a little bit just with how much I've been gone and having to not make commitments to other people, because I know that I'm going to be missing it. So that's been a challenge. And school is obviously a challenge too. Like this season, I've really been struggling just trying to catch up with my schoolwork from being gone for like visits or tournaments, like especially because junior year, everyone says is the hardest year.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I think like it'll even out, and really just like, for me, it's just kind of become a balance of like knowing what I can control and like what I can do. Cause sometimes like I want to go somewhere, but it's also like, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
And so it's like kind of just realizing that like you have to make sacrifices and like give your time to the sport, but it's all worth it in the end.
And you hear stories, and there's no doubt it's real, the burnout effect. And for young people, it's like kind of finding that balance.
Right.
I mean, are there times whenever you try to get a break whenever you can, just kind of get away?
Coming back from USA, I had to get 14 practices in, so I took like a week off from playing.
And I think I remember talking to your mom as you were getting ready to come home, and I think she even recognized, she said, I think she needs a little bit of a break.
Yeah, it was tough. Just like five girls went to both Croatia and Mexico, and we all kind of were just like, we're ready to go home. Like, not that we were like not tired of the experience, so we were just kind of like, we just needed to go home in that kind of sense. And so like whenever I did have like a week off, like even though I may not have wanted to, like it was needed, like mentally and physically, like it was just a good break. And I think like even though you may think like you have to play like go 100% of the time, like it's good to have breaks. And it's good to find that time just to yourself or with people you enjoy, because that also like will keep you driven to play, is like knowing that like you have a kind of, you have a world outside of your sport too.
Yeah. Again, Abigail Mullen, junior from Liberty High School, joining us this week as part of In the Loop with LPS. It's our official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. Again, as I mentioned earlier on, she's our first student guest. So just really super stoked about that. Yeah. And I know, you know, you get all state accolades and all these various awards. This has to be ranked right up at the top that you're the first student guest.
This is really cool. Yeah. When did this podcast start?
We started back. Oh, you're turning the table.
Yeah,
you're
starting so
to
curious.
Ask me questions.
Like, yeah.
It actually started right at the first of the school year. Yeah.
Oh.
It's just a really nice opportunity to go just a little bit deeper with guests and learn a lot of things. And I tell you, you will not certainly be the last student guest, because why wouldn't we have students on to get their perspective on a variety of things?
Right. So, yeah. That's awesome.
Any other questions you'd like to ask me?
No, I was just so curious.
The floor
about
is
it.
Yours. No, we do. We appreciate you coming by. One thing I did want to ask, kind of again, just to get you from your perspective, would be the fact of that, the word pressure and how you deal with that, because I'm sure it started at a young age. Of course, I'm sure you have some pressure in the fact that your mom played college, your dad played college, that kind of sticks with you and the Mullen name. And then as you've progressed, it only has increased. There's no doubt about that, with the fact of, again, representing Team USA and all that. How do you deal with that?
Yeah. It's not pretty sometimes. Like, there's definitely times when, like, the pressure will get to you. But I think I also, like, do a good job of, like, realizing that, like, not everyone's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're just another player. Like, you're just a person. That's kind of, like, been something that, like, I've realized in the past couple of years, especially because, like, there's so much buildup. There's a bunch of articles, like, in the club world that people care about. And so then it's like kind of like this pressure, like you have to do good, but it's also like you just have to go out and be yourself, because I think, and especially like this season for high school, like we just had a lot of fun. Like there's no pressure on our shoulders. Like we just like just go out every day and like just play the best we can. And I think like this season has been like really fun, and it's really helped me a lot knowing that like I don't have to be perfect all the time. And just like my parents know too, they're like, with their background, they're like, it's going to be okay. Like in the end, at the end of the day, like you're going to be okay. And so I think it's just like that. And so then in a game, it's kind of like, I've just played like pressure worry free for a long time now because of that.
I loved seeing those images whenever you were playing for Team USA back in August, and your team here at Liberty High, the Blue Jays, were having watch parties. I mean, that had to mean a lot.
That was like incredible, like just knowing like that people like supported me back home was like really good, and like also kept me going, because it was tough transitioning from Croatia to Mexico. So yeah, that was really cool, and they're really supportive, and I'm really grateful for them every day, because they're an amazing team and the coaches are awesome and just like some of the best people.
As we do this interview, you're coming down the stretch, wrapping up the regular season, you'll be getting right into the districts, and one thing I just wanted to get your take on was how incredibly rich the talent is this area.
Yeah.
I get that question all around the metro. How did all these great volleyball players end up in Liberty? I mean, between Liberty and Liberty North, it's phenomenal.
Something happened, like, club volleyball around the metro area, like, boomed. And, like, a bunch of college coaches have even said that, too. They're like, I'm always in Kansas City. Like, I'm always here, like, just recruiting. And I think it's really cool just to see that. And especially because, like, men's volleyball is starting to come around here. So that's cool just seeing how much volleyball has grown, not just here, but around the country. And I just think it's, like, really cool that, like, we get to have competitive, like, teams all around, because not every place is fortunate of that. And it starts, like, just with at a young age being developed and all that, with clubs and high schools and camps and all that. So it's really cool just to see how much it's grown here.
Yeah, without a doubt. Again, Abigail Mullen, our guest, have a few more minutes left here. We've obviously spent, and rightfully so, spent a lot of time talking about happenings on the volleyball court. You mentioned, yeah, sometimes it's hard to get away and do things. What do you enjoy doing when you don't have that volleyball in your hand?
Yeah, I think my biggest thing I love is I love to read. I have, like, a bunch of books in my room just, like, scattered everywhere. Just ask my parents. It's a mess. But I love reading. Like, I don't know. I just find it really, like, almost therapeutic and kind of just a way to escape. Just kind of, like, read into a world that's not your own. So that's really cool. And then also, like, I love, like, watching movies. And especially, like, with my dad, because he, like, we understand each other so well. So, like, he knows, like, if I would like a movie or not. So it's, like, cool to see, like, him showing movies from whenever he was younger when he was growing up. So, and we, like, bond over that, like, Star Wars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that was, like, the two big things. And I also just like playing with my dog or, like, hanging out with my family.
Absolutely. And then kind of future plans. I know, and I will probably talk a little bit about that and kind of the decisions that you'll have coming up in the coming months, if not up to a year. Maybe you can shed a little insight on that timeline, but
yeah.
But what would you like? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully playing with the Olympic team. And if that's not my path, that's not my path. But that's like where I'm looking to go, or playing pro overseas. And then hopefully just like having a good job. I don't know what I want to do yet.
Yeah.
But I was like talking to a bunch of colleges and they were like, that's fine. Like, you don't really need to know what you want to do yet. So that's kind of like, I don't have like a clear path on what I want. Right now it's kind of just focusing on committing. I'm probably going to commit like soon. Just like one more like visit I have to do and then just kind of figure everything out. So hopefully in like the next couple of weeks, I'll be committed.
So you, if you want to, you can commit right now.
And
I mean, our views and listens on our podcast would go up so significantly. This could be the break for In the Loop with LPS. If we would get so many coaches tuning in from all across the country.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm excited to announce. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You have like a ball cap under, you know, behind you and put it out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But that is that, I mean, that's a big decision. Mm-hmm. And you're the top rated recruit I know in your class. And I'm sure there's a lot of people waiting anxiously. Do you have it narrowed down?
I have my top three.
Have you shared those three?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I could, I just don't know if I should.
No, I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to cause. I don't need to get phone calls from your mom asking why I pressured you into making making a decision on
people
the
know,
podcast.
Not everyone, but I think people have an idea.
Yeah. How about the popularity? You talked about it, but I mean, just a few weeks ago, they had that game up in Lincoln where there was what?
Oh my gosh!
Was there almost 100,000 people there?
98. I don't know. Like that was insane.
I mean, my goodness. And you talk about, I've even heard, I know they say, you know, with the professional volleyball overseas, I keep hearing things about how there's some good professional leagues starting to take shape in the U.S.
Yeah, that's kind of been like a big focus around the volleyball community is like starting a pro team, and it's called Athletes Unlimited, and it's like really starting to build up, and there's been a lot of hype around it. So that's really cool. And I think what happened in Nebraska like a month ago was like really important milestone, not just for their team, but also for like the whole volleyball community, because like it showed that you can get people to come, like people do support it in the country. So that's really cool. And I think like that's also a big step to like helping the pro team get founded and stuff.
Yeah, without a doubt. Again, as we come down the final stretch of our opportunity to chat, Abigail Mullen, our guest, and so what's the rest of you? You mentioned your junior year is a busy year and tough classes and all make, you know, all work leading up to your senior year. What's the rest of your year look like? Of course, I know you'll be glad to get your decision out of the way here in the coming weeks, and then really, I guess, focus on off season and school work and all that good stuff.
Yeah, just grinding, because like there's a little break between high school and club, so that'll be good that I can just focus on school. And then like once club rolls around, it's like all start again. It's like practices are late, they end at 10 o'clock. It's like just the balance again, just like knowing like some days you're gonna have to get this done more than this, and so it's like just realizing like it's like, but I've always like put academics first. And it's something I stress about a lot. Like, I'm always, like, stressed out about tests or stuff. Because I'm just, like, a perfectionist like that. But I think, like, just knowing, like, it's, like, school comes first. And so it's always, like, that's really in the back of my head all the time. But it's also, like, volleyball, like, it's still, it's, like, the balance. Like, you weigh what's happening in your life. But, like, really, like, towards, like, the second semester, it gets a lot easier. And I just think it's been so hard just right now because I've been catching up a lot. So, but yeah, I'm excited because, but even like high school, it might go into November if we make it all the way to state. Exactly. So, yeah.
Cape Girardeau, right?
Yeah.
What's your experience been like in Liberty Public Schools? Tell us your journey from elementary. I know you said you were born in Wisconsin, but then you returned to Liberty just like your first couple years.
Yeah, I went to Shoal Creek Elementary.
Yes, the Stars.
Yes, and for leadership here, actually, we're going to like recesses like around this district. And so I get to go back to Shoal Creek, which I'm really excited about because it was a really good school. And there's always like, I wish I could just go back to elementary school. Like, I miss being a kid there. And there's so many teachers. I don't even think like some of them are there anymore, but they are like really like fundamental to like how I learn and stuff. So that was really cool. And then I went to DMS for 6th through 8th grade, and that was fun. There's a lot of good teachers there, good family friends and stuff, and that was cool. I got to meet a lot of my, like, good friends there. And then now I'm here at Liberty High School, just a junior. It's crazy. It's gone by so fast, too. Like, it's like I'm already 17. Like, I'm going to be gone in, like, 2 years. It's like
you'll be doing the senior walk at Shoal Creek.
Oh, my gosh.
Did Ashley do that when she
I think
graduated?
She did, yeah.
Those are pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Kind of full circle experiences, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Abigail, I'm going to give you one last opportunity. Do you have any other questions you'd like to stump the host with?
No, that's
could be
it.
A new segment, actually. Stump the host.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, and I said 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. We're almost at 30 minutes. We just start chatting and you know, talk volleyball, talk LPS, talk making your commitment, whoever that may be. Right. We'll look forward to that.
Yes, I'm so excited. I have no idea who, but I'm really excited.
Well, and you'll make the right choice, and whoever you commit to and ultimately go and play for, they're going to get a great player and a great young person. So we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
And obviously appreciate your mom and her service at South Valley. She's had to have been a great influence on you.
Oh, yeah. It's just like all the stuff that she's been through. It's like cool to see how like she's also grown as a person just in the time that she's been here. So that's like really cool. And she's always like been a role model to me to look up to. And everything. And so is my dad. Just like great parents and great role models.
Absolutely. Well, hey, best of luck to you the rest of the fall season and then the rest of your junior year. And live up every moment. You make LPS proud.
Thank you so much.
Abigail Mullen joining us as part of In the Loop with LPS. Appreciate her being with us. And stay tuned. It's coming up next week. We'll have another amazing guest as you get In the Loop with LPS. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting In the Loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.